CAP Radio in Sacramento. This is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Downtown Sacramento has come a long way in the past decade, from the development of DOCO, Downtown Commons, to the building of Golden One Center. And city leaders celebrated some of these achievements yesterday while also turning an eye to the future. The annual State of Downtown looked ahead at new developments on the horizon. And there are a bunch of them, from the arrival of the Athletics, the A's, in West Sacramento, to a new soccer stadium, in the rail yards, growth on the waterfront, and of course, more concerts and other events. CAP Radio reporters Keyshawn Davis and Tony Rodriguez were at the State of Downtown event yesterday, and they join us with more. Good afternoon.
How's it going, Vicky?
Good afternoon.
All right, so there's a lot to sift through. It was a long event, so we're just going to stick to the main bullet points. The theme was progress through partnership. Tony, how did speakers describe this theme? Why was it important?
Yes, the speakers ranged from elected officials, business owners, and community members. And the theme's meaning is progress depends on partnerships between government, businesses, and the community. The focus was mainly on business investment and how to bring more people downtown. There was talk about Kaiser's new hospital coming to the rail yards, and the city announced plans to sell and repurpose vacant properties. Sacramento State also announced a plan that could bring students downtown, looking at empty state buildings for student housing and student training. Sports leaders, including Sacramento Kings owner Vivek Ranadive, talked about the success of the Golden One Center, adding that hosting the A's this upcoming baseball season will bring new business and boost tourism. Ranadive is also an owner of the River Cats and Sutter Health Park, where the A's will play for at least three seasons.
So downtown has changed a lot over the last decade. I remember going to the opening of Golden One Center and interviewing Vivek Ranadive. Paul McCartney was the opening act for the Golden One Center. But of course, there's also been challenges, especially since the pandemic. So Keyshawn, how has downtown changed over the years when they talked about it yesterday? What were the high points?
Well, I'll say, you know, downtown has changed a lot, you know, over the past decade, especially with the creation of the Downtown Commons. You know, DOCO has, of course, the Golden One Center. There are restaurants, bars, hotels, the clothing store, and a new cafe. It's been a destination for many residents in Sacramento.
Yeah. And you also talked with the city council member, Phil Pluckybaum, who represents the area that includes downtown. What did he tell you?
Yeah, you know, I spoke with him before the event about what he is proud of.
I mean, DOCO, like bar none, right? I mean, that was such a significant investment, but it was also a statement piece. You know, looking ahead, you know, in the next decade, hopefully, we've been saying this for like the last two decades, it'll be the rail yards. We're looking at, you know, what can we do on that scale?
Yeah, there's a lot that's happening in that very small area of an already pretty tight city center. So he mentioned the rail yards. You know, you could actually walk from DOCO to the old waterfront. What's happening on that horizon?
Yeah, you know, on top about, you know, what he talked about, they're doing significant work in Old Sacramento on the waterfront and expanding what's happening along the restaurants, shops, and interior spaces. He also talked about many investments that are happening in the district and how 10 years from now, we could be looking at a different state of downtown.
Yeah. Tony touched upon Kaiser, which is building its hospital. This will be across the street from DOCO. What's the timeline for that?
Yeah, and in terms of investment, Kaiser's soon-to-come hospital in the rail yards has been in the works since 2015. They said at the event that construction is set to begin in March and should be completed by 2029.
Got it. And then, of course, the A's at Sutter Health Park, that is also very close across the Tower Bridge from DOCO and Golden One Center.
Yeah, there was also a big focus on sports and entertainment. Mayor McCarty hoped that the A's temporary move to West Sacramento and Kings basketball will boost foot traffic and help downtown businesses.
Okay, so those are the high points from yesterday. But of course, there are challenges. Tony, what were some new approaches that were being discussed to the challenges in downtown?
Well, Mayor Kevin McCarty said homelessness remains the biggest challenge to handle in downtown. He says new policies like Proposition 36 can give local officials more power to connect people to drug treatment programs. Here's a bit of what he had to say.
There are no silver bullets to solve homelessness, but as I've been throughout our city, I've realized as we are turning the corner and making steady progress.
Yeah, and Sacramento County District Attorney Tian Ho also spoke about public safety's role in revitalizing the downtown area, saying that Prop 36 is a major turning point in holding people accountable. He described his approach as a balance between law enforcement and rehabilitation.
Okay, so those are elected officials, but there are a lot of businesses in downtown. What did some of the businesses say yesterday?
The ones who spoke at the event say they are focused on investment and making the area more inviting. They announced some plans to install new street lighting along K Street and to bring some more restaurants downtown. And for business owners like Ross Rojek, who runs Capital Books on K Street, he says the amount of homelessness is still overwhelming.
If the city doesn't deal with the homeless and the drug problem down here, it's never going to get better. You know, people from the suburbs that still have their own homeless problems there don't have it in the density that we do here.
Rojek says that there has to be more affordable housing solutions for unhoused residents, saying downtown deals with a higher density of homeless people.
Yeah. Moving on to an academic setting, Sacramento State was also at the State of Downtown event, and they talked about potentially developing a new center downtown. What's the goal of this project? What can you tell us, Tony?
Yeah, well, Sacramento State President Dr. Luke Wood at the event proposed creating a mixed-use university village downtown. And he says the goal is to transform vacant state office buildings near Capitol Mall into a space that includes student housing, classrooms, and workforce training programs. And the university president says it could create a stronger connection between Sac State and downtown businesses and drive economic activity downtown. And he told people to imagine a downtown where students can hop off the light rail and be in the heart of where state politics and internships are possible. But the project is still in the early stages, and they didn't announce a timeline yet.
Yeah, I mean, of course, we're located on Sac State. Sac State, we're an auxiliary of the university. There's a light rail station just up the street on Folsom. It's about 5 miles from the university. So I can see why the president would actually tell people to visualize this. But with no timeline, that's a big question mark. But what kind of boost could this give Sac State to not only Sac State, but also to downtown?
Well, Wood said this kind of university presence wouldn't just be an expansion, but it would help shape the future of the downtown region. He pointed out thousands of students that this could bring in. He says this will attract more young professionals who might live in and work in the area after graduating.
Yeah, of course, retaining those graduates instead of them leaving Sacramento elsewhere. How will Sacramento, the downtown corridor, grow and attract more business?
Well, Mayor McCarty said one example is that the city plans to reopen the Thursday night farmer market. He said that was one of his favorite things. And he says the city is working to speed up permitting for new businesses and housing to make it easier for investors and developers to build downtown. And he also mentioned plans to fill vacant buildings like the Hale Building on K Street.
Okay. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Cap Radio reporters Keyshawn Davis and Tony Rodriguez about this year's State of Downtown. Okay, Keyshawn. So a major development mentioned in this address was, of course, we've kind of flirted with it, the arrival of the A's, the improvements to Sutter Health Park in West Sacramento. What kind of an impact will this have on the region?
Yeah, well, Michael Alt from the Downtown Partnership said that, you know, the Sacramento skyline will be broadcast to the entire world on opening day when they play against the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, that sounds pretty amazing. But is there a downside to the team only being here for a couple seasons?
Well, you know, Michael Alt said absolutely not. You know, temporary or not, this is a huge deal for our region and their opportunity to show Major League Baseball that Sacramento is a great market. Vivek also mentioned that even though the Athletics will be playing in the minor league park, there is nothing minor league about Sacramento.
Yeah, except it being a minor league park with an MLB team. So, of course, there's going to have to be some upgrades and improvements at Sutter Health Park. What are they?
Yeah, so opening day is 33 days away, and interim president of the Athletics, Sandy Dean, mentioned that Sutter Health Park will have a new field, new lights, new scoreboard, and a new clubhouse. He also mentioned that there will be a new deck on top of the new clubhouse in left field, where it will be a good place to watch a game.
Yeah. What other major projects are in the works that bubbled up to the top for you, Keyshawn?
Yeah. So some of the projects that caught my eye, I would say there was a mention of Terra Madre, America's Food Festival, which is an international food conference that's coming to Sacramento in September. I think another interesting development that was mentioned was they're planning to add 37 LED lights to K Street corridor to establish a stronger pedestrian connection between the theater and entertainment districts. And it's important to note that while there were many of these developments that were announced, most of them are in early stages. So we'll see what's to come.
Yeah, which means a lot for you two to follow up on as reporters, right?
Yes,
definitely.
Keyshawn and Tony, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Those are CAP Radio reporters Keyshawn Davis and Tony Rodriguez, and they're talking about the State of Downtown event. The address was delivered yesterday and some of the big changes that are coming to the heart of the capital city. Up next, the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, was formed decades ago to end poverty and support democracy while spreading American influence, but the Trump administration has gutted the agency and paused funding for thousands of projects. We'll learn about the local impact. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.